It's a tough conversation, but we'll give it a go. So Kelly, women, especially those in college, are scared of what they call misogynist men who take advantage of them. It's hard to argue in this climate that they don't have reason to be, right?
Exactly. And I think what's important to point out, and we also saw the hashtag, hashtag not all men kind of sprout up here. Women aren't saying all men are like this and all men do this, but they are saying that almost all women have felt harassed, have been objectified, some even worse, some, you know, sexually assaulted on campuses. We have seen the power of social media for victims on college campuses to kind of bring attention to what's happening and put pressure on colleges and universities to do more when there are these allegations. So you really see sort of this from the ground up, women talking in real personal ways about what they say is happening and why they feel like we have to have a larger conversation here to stop it.
It's about a broader culture that sees women as prizes, as possessions, and as things to which men are entitled as opposed to human beings. It's a culture where women walk down the street and are subjected to street harassment all the time. It's a world where women have to say, I have a boyfriend, because if you just say, hey, I'm not interested, that's not enough. Men will accept that you're another man's possession, but won't accept women's right to have their own interests and desires. It's a broader world. Some call it a rape culture. I would agree with it. We encourage the objectification and violence against female bodies. Now, this guy had mental health issues.
Yes.
I suspect that in the perfect world, he still would be violent. But there's something crazy making about misogyny as well, and I think it only contributed to his mental health issues.
You know, Kelly, I think that this is a great conversation to have, but it's a dangerous line we're walking, because I frankly
yes.
don't believe all men view women as simply objects. There's definitely a problem, right? Especially at universities with sexual assault. But by having this conversation, some men might think we're condemning all of them, and the majority of men are good people.
That is right, and I think you saw that. You saw that online. I mean, I've had conversations even in my own household where, you know, men who respect women say, whoa, wait a second, not all men are like that, and that is true. But I think what I was struck by, especially as a mom of two girls, those tweets where moms and parents say, you know, I tell my girls to watch their drinks at bars, but do we tell men, don't put drugs in women's drinks, right? I tell my girls, be careful so that you're not assaulted on campus, but do we tell enough of our men to not sexually assault women? Do we talk about consent? I mean, there's one school, Yale University, they talked about consent shouldn't just be yes or no. It should be an enthusiastic yes, right? So how much are we having, you know, how I think we need to have more of those conversations from kids going through middle school and on up, and that will help the dialogue and could help how women and men feel moving forward.